Nowhere.
Oh, we had a good one.
You did?
Yeah.
How many times you denounced Johnson, done it?
Oh.
I'm talking about Lyndon Johnson now. I'm not talking about Jim Johnson.
Nah, didn't anybody denounce you.
All right, okay, that's good. When you coming home?
I'll be in there tomorrow night.
All right. No, no, no. I want you to have a good stay, because we got some heavy operations coming up. I've just been in all day with the Federal Reserve Board and the Home Loan Bank Board and the FDIC Board and so on and so forth. I talked yesterday a good deal with, I also had Fred Deming and Joe Barr in here today. Fowler took a day off up with some meeting, and I've been talking to Gardner. Gardner is very doubtful about the chairman, kind of like you were when you first talked to me, testifying. He thinks that no one can make a projection on our economic situation until we have more of the bills, kind of like I told you and you set the gross on the floor. I have a letter from George Mahon now saying that we'll have a few hundred million over, and I have one from Budget saying it'll go as high as $7.4 billion over, but the bills are still there. They won't pass them. They won't act on them. And they're saying, what are you going to do, and so with, and I'm going to say, just as soon as you do it, I'll come right back up here and tell you. But I can't amend the bill that hadn't been written, and I can't address myself to a man's heart or mind, and I don't know. And I've got McNamara getting his teeth in as much as he can, but he can't tell much about it. But I'm afraid that Johnny Burns and some of those fellows will get Ackley up there, and he's a professor. And he'll say, well, if it was assumed that it'll be $120 billion, why, the damned headline will be in the next minute. Nixon will be saying, here's what Johnson's budget's jumped to, $120 or $115, because he's mean as hell every day. And he's got 34 states he's going into, and he'll be saying Johnson's prices and Johnson's this and that. Now, we've got this market up 50 points, and we're going good if we can just keep these guys reckon us and stay with what we started out to. Some of them are talking about the boxcar amendments and little business amendments and construction amendments. Now, the reason we've got these in here, we just know that the worst enemy we got on prices is the construction industry. Now, housing, I'm going to give them some relief with this other thing. But the hotels and the motels and the shopping centers and the labor unions and the industrial, hell, the industrial contracts are up 45%. And not just something to house this stuff, but a damn shopping center out here that's trying to get in on it, and every promoter in the country that can get any money, he's doing it, and that's why they're bidding money up. I sat down with a fellow last night, married one of my secretaries. And he said, well, we're paying 7%, but we're giving 5 points. And I said, what's that run? About 9%. And that's what they're all doing. Everybody's wanting to build him a shopping center, build him a motel or a hotel or big office building or something like that. Now, if you can get back here and go through with our deal to get this damn thing through, passed, I'm pretty confident that this economic situation, we're going to put out a bill Monday, we'll sign this other one, and that'll get the savings and loans back where they can lend a little money on housing. And we'll get the CDs frozen probably at 5% under 100,000, and they can get that money. And we can get it pretty stable. I had all of my cabinet in. I haven't said it, this is confidential. But I said, I want you to stop spending. I want you to stop approving. I want you to stop allocating. I finally said to one of them, I said, damn it, you just quit buying toilet paper. Go get your cob and be damn sure it's a free one. I said, I just don't want anything adding to this economy. Don't you put a cup of gasoline on it. Because it's just roaring, everything, every figure this week. Retail sales, just everything. Personal incomes up to 585. It's up $50 billion this year. And of course, our Medicare added $1.5 billion to it. But what I'm afraid of is what you were afraid of originally. If you get a man tied with me as my advisor, we haven't let him go before finance committees and before ways and means and before appropriations. We just let him make a report to the joint committee and explain their report. But he gets up there, and he's a professor. And he's likely to say, well, now, I just say we ought to have a whole hell of a big tax bill right now. You can't tell what to say when you get to arguing and theorizing and professing. And he doesn't want to go. And he doesn't mind advising you of anything that he knows, but he just don't know what the economy is going
to
do.
You don't want him to appear Monday.
I'd much prefer not to if he doesn't have to.
Just say
never has. We don't have until Secretary of Treasury will give you everything he can. I'll tell you what you can tell him. You can tell him that the President will assure you that if you go over there and get this bill through and get these appropriation bills through, that he'll make a public statement, and he'll make a statement to you immediately, you and Byrne, on exactly what he's ready to recommend. He don't give a damn, election or no election. And you can just tell Burns that and say, I'm not running for anything. And I do about as well with some Republicans as I do with Democrats, particularly on Vietnam, as you've observed. And I'm not trying to play a damn thing. I just don't want to get 9 million men working, get them in a job, and then knock them all off because I'm foolish. And I counsel with you and every other businessman I could, and all of you thought this was the best package. And I think it is if you've got horsepower enough to pass it. You told me before I sent it up, you did, and I just, by God,
I haven't weakened on that.
I know that, but I just want you. You know your house better than I do, and I said if you got horsepower. Now, if we have to have a corporation bill and a personal income tax bill, you'll be the first man in America. I tell, and I'll come tell you, and then I'll let you argue with me. If you don't agree with it, well, we'll get something else. I mean, I'm willing to be a partnership.
All right, now let's do it this way then. Tell him to forget coming up there.
All right.
But let me have, if he'll develop it for me, where I can use it without attribution. Take, as he and Joe and I were talking, I was going to ask him what his assumptions would be if the level of spending, Vietnam and all, were at a certain figure, and then jump at 5 or 10, you see, or take him through a series of stages like that. And I thought it was dangerous, but...
It is. That Nixon just murdered me with it.
I know it. I see it. I thought I saw it all along.
Yep.
But I was going on the basis of what you had said earlier.
Well, I didn't see it at first. I didn't see it. And you told me, you said, you better be careful about having Mac Bundy go up and testify on defense. If he's your staff, and have this fella come up and testify there. You better let the Secretary of Treasury do that.
I don't think it's ever good for somebody in the White House.
That's right. That's right. Well, I just hadn't had experience. And I've been a chairman, you know.
Now, here, if he'll do this for me, have his staff people do for me without attribution to him, because I'm going to have some of this stuff on the floor of the House. It doesn't need to be in my hands next week. That is, Monday or anything like that. Toward the end of the week, maybe. Assume various levels of government spending and then make assumptions as to what the conditions would be at that level for a period of time, you say.
All right, if you just don't say it, the administration's assuming it, because we don't know until Congress knows. And you please don't let them get off your original statement to Gross. And you don't have to fuss at them, but you can just say, gentlemen, Dirksen said yesterday, I want the President to tell me how much he wants and when he wants it, and so forth. And I just told him right back, I said, I'll tell you, by God, in 30 days after you get me the appropriation bill. The first thing I'll do is send them to each department, and I'll say, you cut the hell out of these. And I'll have the budget tell them, here's what I think you could do, and you do it. Then they come back here, and then I'll come tell you immediately. But I can't do it. I can't amend the bill you haven't written. I can't tell you how much. Suppose you got George Mahon and Dick Russell arguing right now over this Mendel Rivers thing on anti-missile missiles. There's $1 billion in it. Now, if they put it in the bill and send it to me a billion over, I'll withhold every damn bit of it. If they don't, I won't. Now, there's $7.4 billion of that stuff that's over my budget. If that comes to me, I'll have to come quick. If it doesn't come to me and it's on my budget, I'm taking in more than I'm spending right now.
Well,
if the war is over the month of January, I'll have a surplus this year.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
And you look, see what's happening in China right now. Now, who in the hell knows? I don't know, but you just read these reports. The Chinese are just having one revolution right after the other. North Vietnam, don't know who they're going to do. And between me and you, Gromyko's told Rusk that he wants him to come to New York next week prepared to talk Vietnam, number one on his agenda. That's the first time that's happened in 3 years. And we don't know what it means. And I'm not going to speculate because McNamara did one time and damn near ruined himself. But I say that's what you and I got to look for, and we're going far enough. We know it's going to be two or three or four or five more than we can, but I don't want to go up with a big tax bill. It would raise 10 or 12 or something. And we're going to take it in degrees, and I'm going to talk to you about it. And as soon as we get this one through, and we get the appropriations through, you're the first man told me we had to start cutting spending before we asked for taxes. Now, I'm doing that. That's the first part of my program. Indicated here the other day we ought to hold up all the securities we can. I'm doing that part of my program, every bit of it. I'm just worried about vetoing this damn intermediate credit bill. I hate to veto it on account of all my farmers. And I don't want to be the president that lifted the 6% limitation. And it's just one hell of a thing.
I thought you all wanted that bill.
No, the damn agriculture people want it, but I'm a president that's got to say that 6% ceiling's off.
It's an embarrassing position.
Either way.
It's not off. They may have a lot of trouble financing next year.
They just sure do. They sure do. I asked them today, why can't the trust funds take some of this stuff at 6 points? 6%, 2% more than any trust fund ever bought. Let them buy, so they say they can take some of it, but they can't take all of it. I said, I think I'll veto the bill, say to the Congress, I'm not going to be the president to remove the limitation on 6%, and y'all can pass it over my veto, and if you want to, go on and do it. If you don't pass it over my veto, I'm going to buy the whole $500 million in trust fund, 6%, not let these bankers get away with it. Well, Deming don't want to do that, so I told him to go back and study it over the weekend. When you come in, you think it over, and I'll talk to you Monday. I'd like to get your judgment on it.
All right.
And I'll get Gardner and tell him to get you some projections for you to use on the basis of what appears likely, and you just say that some of your staff just guessed it. Just say this is what looks from the newspapers, and then I'll get him to get you the justifications as strong as they can on what the construction market shows and how tight it is. It's the tightest one we've got. It's the worst labor situation. They get an 8.5 an hour in some of these construction trades. July is 2.5% above last year. First 7 months of this year is above last year, even notwithstanding housing. And industrial have gone through the ceilings, hotels, motels, shopping centers. And I'll get that for you. And the railroads are organizing on us. George Saunders.
I wouldn't worry about that.
Well, I am worried. I just, until I get those votes.
I can pull some of that off.
Well, just get up here and let's do it. And I'll see you Monday. And you just remember one thing. You told me you had the horsepower. Now, by God, show it. You never have, and you know the House better than I do. But how long is it going to take us to get this to the Senate? Week after next?
I think I can pass it by Wednesday.
That's good. That's right. God bless you. All right. Bye.
Thanks a lot.